Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Steve Martin, author of the books Instant Profits and Profit Improvement Executive Analysis and others that he's written on how to be more profitable at profitpro.us. I encourage you to check that out. Steve, thanks again for being here. We're talking about what you call the five generations of growth, how a business evolves as it grows. We talked about work. In the previous segment, the foundation of work, getting something done, making something happen, getting established, creating some critical mass. What's the next step?
Well, the next stage is to settle. You've got to build your revenue base. And we see this all the time in a typical high-tech startup, for example. You've got a great idea that the dreamers are putting into place. You work hard to make it happen. But the next reality is you've got to start bringing in the money. You have to make sure that you have that customer validation in terms of actually cash flow.
Well, the dogs eat the dog food, sales. Right?
That's exactly right.
I got a good story. So, Tim Berry, one of the galactic guru of business planning, Tim Berry has done a lot of work in his life on with angels and helping people get off the ground, whether it be a business planning competition or whatever. But he was talking to one young man who wanted to create a new kind of soup. And he was talking to Tim, and he was so excited about his soup, and he was looking for funding, and he said, "What do you think I should do?" And Tim said, "Well, have you ever offered your soup? Has anybody ever eaten your soup?" He said, "Well, no." He said, "I think you should see if people will eat your soup." He said, "How would I do that?" He said, "Go out to and offer them some soup, serve some free soup, you know." And so that was pretty funny. That this is as simple as that, you know. See if people will buy your stuff.
That's exactly right. Prototype test.
I remind people that customer sales is the purest form of capital. The profit you make
validation
from a customer is the purest form of capital. All right, what else do we need to know about selling?
Well, that's your test. And as Tim Berry is saying, do some testing before you even put your money into the business to make sure that there's some level of validation. Because you don't want to be working yourself into a corner and then find out that no one will buy it.
Well, and some people get the idea that they can find a solution and then go look for a problem.
Yeah, and that, you know, that occasionally works, but
for Steve Jobs, only for Apple. Only for Apple, right?
And a few others who are changing our behaviors to fit their mold. But
what's
but
next?
You've created the foundation. Now, typically what happens is that you got the sales going, but the margins aren't there. And that's when people tighten up and start cutting. Mm-hmm. So that's what I call the third generation. You got to reduce and manage those expenses. And some examples of that are just any old company that suddenly sees that their investors are not happy because the profit isn't there.
And you get bad results. So
Don't you think this is a step that Main Street small businesses that survived after 2008, don't you think this is what the ones that were still in business, they learned how to do this pretty well, didn't they?
Yes, they did. They managed to adjust to the changing environment, and that's one of the realities of these generations of cycle. As the world changes around your business, you may have to reposition yourself in where you are in terms of the business cycle.
Right. And you learn, and the difference about today say when you and I started out is today you're cutting let me rephrase that. How you get work done today in an efficient way is not just people, it's technology too, more than ever before, right?
Absolutely. And you've got margins are coming from, because mm-hmm. if the margins aren't there, then you're in deep trouble. And that moves on to the next
generation. Can I say one thing about them? You mentioned margins. I want to stop there for 1 second. Folks, you got to know what your margins are. You have to understand the concept of your margins, because if you don't, I mean, your individual product margins, but also your overall gross profit margin. I mean, this is something, Steve, that you and I both know. Too many small businesses really don't have a good handle on their margins. And
that leaves them in deep trouble.
That's right.
The margin, when you're making a decision, I think contribution margin is that critical element of making that decision.
All right. And then
all too often people don't understand what their economics are.
So get a start on the next one.
So once you've gotten to that stage, you've got to capitalize, buy, merge and acquire other businesses, machines, technology, smart people in your organization. You've got to become more sophisticated and more up-to-date in terms of how you fit within the competitive marketplace
and
at
this
point in time.
And this is setting yourself. And you want to make sure you're investing in what you're going to need in the future. Hold on to that thought. ProfitPro.us. That's how you find Steve. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.